We are going to the phones, where we are joined by Toledo's very own Liam Matthews.
And he is a writer and actor in the film God Bless the Broken Road. Liam, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're good. It's like nice to talk to a native Toledoan.
Yeah, successful one. Wow. I mean, film credits include Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Jerusalem Countdown, Do You Believe, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, and the new movie, God Bless the Broken Road. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How long has it been since you have been in Toledo?
It's been about 6 months. And I'm coming this weekend, so I can't wait.
Yeah, coming home for Christmas?
Well, yeah, you know, gotta get my family fixed and, you know, maybe hit up a couple things that I missed dearly about Toledo, so.
Cool. Yes, get some Paco dogs and things.
I was going to say Pacos, I really was.
Everybody comes back, you're like, I gotta get a Paco dog.
Two dogs, a bowl of chili, I'm good.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, it's good to have you with us talking about the film God Bless the Broken Road. I think we chatted with you when this was first coming out, or I think it hadn't even come out yet. You're still kind of finishing up production. So tell us a little bit, first of all, about the film and the story behind the film, because it really is a pretty cool story.
Well, it's a story about a young mother who loses her husband in Afghanistan, and it really, in his absence, the struggle that she encounters. So it's a film that combines fate, music, and stock car racing, paying tribute to those people that serve in our military, and showing how God can come through in some of the most dire circumstances, and how He meets Amber in that journey. So that's what the heart of the movie is about.
And it really is like two people kind of. Both at a crossroads, I guess, in their life, or a challenging area in their life. She's, you know, obviously grieving the loss of her husband, trying to move on from that. He's struggling in his stock car career, keeps getting knocked down because he's reckless and crazy. And so as these two lives intersect, and really two very different personalities intersect, how did that play out in the film? And in the how did you kind of manage the conflict between them and bring resolution to it?
Well, he's a guy, and so we could all relate to that. And,
yeah.
But in all seriousness, I mean, he meets God too, in his own special way. And I think the Lord uses their hardships to strengthen each other, kind of like iron sharpens iron, and they realize that before the end of the film, and that's kind of how that works out.
How does her faith sustain the family after he has passed?
How does her faith?
Yeah after or how is her journey to faith after? Because we know she loses her husband there at the beginning of the film. She's grieving over this lost letter, that this last letter that she received from him that she won't open because, you know, it's his last words and stuff. What's that journey
for
her?
She struggles. I can't imagine what that would be like. So she struggles sincerely with her faith through this whole thing. You know, how can God let, you know, something like this happen to her? She starts to see through friends and family and through this young man that you know plays an interest in her. She starts to see how God can shine through in even the darkest moments for her. So.
And you play, I mean, you play the husband, you play Darren, who's killed in battle. So you're kind of that background character that kind of is driving the whole film, but you're there and not there. What was it like to play that character?
You know, I was in the service. I never saw combat. It was a much different time. Before we were in Afghanistan and before Desert Storm. So for me, I really wanted to do my best to represent that the young men and women that are over there that are actually serving. So we worked pretty closely with some military experts and made sure that we were true to form, so that we could represent them in the best way possible. So that was first and foremost, and that's really, I mean, it was playing as kind of a straight character. I mean, it was pretty short and quick but we wanted to make sure that what we did was make the Screaming Eagles proud, mm-hmm. put it that way.
And a part of Cody is left with Amber, with their daughter. Tell us about the daughter.
the daughter, Mackenzie Moss, she plays Bree, our daughter, and she's fabulous, and she's kind of like the, you know, she definitely sees the world as, you know, the glass half full, and her innocence really, really shines through and speaks to her mom and everyone in the whole film. And she learns that, she learns from Sunday school about mustard seeds. And if you have faith, as small as a mustard seed. And we kind of follow her in that journey of planting a mustard seed and watching it grow. And that plays into our mom's life, too.
You know, excellent cast that you got together, including Kim Delaney is in this. Many people know her.
Yeah, right.
Robin Givens. Even LaDainian Tomlinson. LT.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, LT. Yeah. So
I didn't have a scene with him, though. I didn't even get to meet him on the film set afterwards. Sure. But I mean, the way we do movies, it's just, you know, people fly in for a day and they fly out. And it's just crazy. I was kind of bummed about that. But yeah, pretty neat.
So how did it get arranged for a LaDainian to be a part of the film?
He was friends of a friend.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how the whole industry works.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Somebody knows somebody. And then finally, Jordan Sparks as well in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great.
So how did, I think we, when I talked to you, I'm not even sure the film had hit theaters yet. Now, of course, it's out on Blu-ray, DVD. It came out December 4th. How did it do in terms of the theaters?
It did okay. It was box office. It's tough to make it as a Christian film out there.
Mm-hmm.
The competition is pretty tough. Man, I don't know. That's going into a whole philosophical argument about putting Christian films out there for our audience. We love our audience, and we're trying to give them content. You just never know. You never know, you know, what time of year it is. And I think, you know, the people that we draw to the theater are people who don't often go, like typically go. Our run was pretty short. It wasn't as long as we had hoped.
And Lionsgate has played a big role in a lot of Christian films, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I think the landscape is changing, you know, for sure. I mean, I just got off of a TV series that we were shooting in the life of Christ called The Chosen down in Texas. So we were down there for 4 months filming, and that's going to be coming out on a streaming platform, and will more than likely end up, you know, probably somewhere like a Netflix or something like that. So, and it's a TV series on the life of Christ, which is completely different and completely new. Really excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is something where we've seen the evolution of Christian film and things like that, the market opening up for it, I think the quality's increased. Talk about the opportunities that are available today that maybe weren't there even 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I think, you know, you have the Kendrick brothers who are putting out content, and you have the group like PureFlix, and then you have a lot of people sprinkled in between, and even PureFlix has become more of a, while they produce films, they also distribute films. So they're becoming just as powerful as a distributor out there, working with Lionsgate and, you know, Sony Provident and things like that to get content out to our viewers. And then you have independent filmmakers like Dallas Jenkins, his dad, Jerry B., who wrote all the Left Behind novels, who are doing stuff. You mentioned Gavin Stone earlier. He directed Gavin Stone.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of work with us in the past, with Harold Cronk and I. And this TV series, the TV series in Texas is a Dallas Jenkins, Jenkins Entertainment thing. So the landscape has changed, and I think, you know, I think people are craving good content. I mean,
yeah.
Frankly, I mean, you know, you just flip through the channels any night, and you're going to be hoping for something that you can watch with your kids and your family. And I think that's been, we've been counterpoint to that. Just grateful to be able to tell stories that touch people's lives or potentially touch people's lives. That's all we really want to do. You know, we want to put stuff out there that can make a difference for someone. And that's what we're hoping that, you know, that this film does and continues to do over the years.
We're talking with Liam Matthews. The film is God Bless the Broken Road, now available on DVD, Blu-ray, streaming, all that kind of good stuff. Liam, if folks want to find out more information about God Bless the Broken Road, how can they do so?
You can look it up online.
Hey, Liam, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
You guys, thank you for your time and your interest.